Hello, everyone. Welcome to SitSock. I'd like to apologize to you right now because our recorder ran out of batteries in a most frustrating fashion. We keep an eye on it, and whenever it gets to one third, we replace the batteries. But it went from 2/3 to cannot record anymore, low battery, in the middle of this podcast. So this one's going to be a little bit short, but it's okay because we were just going to go on and on about The Witcher, and you'll hear about that next week anyway. So consider this an extra 10 minutes of your life that we've given back to you as a gift. You can make up for that gift by liking, commenting, and subscribing if you want, or sending us just gold bullion. Whatever, you know, floats your boat. I don't care. Just listen to the thing, please. Thanks.
What I needed to do was I needed to not be having... So, like... You know those like small times when you're like you're doing something and you just didn't have a chance to put your headphones on first, and then you have to hear all the sounds that are normally around you that you don't usually hear?
Yes.
I had one of those moments, and I was like still prescient enough to be able to be like, okay, don't get mad at everybody around you. Just do the thing that normal people do and put your headphones on.
Just throw something at me.
No, it's not you is what I'm saying.
It's me though, because I do
it. It's not you, it's me is what he's saying.
I never knew.
Yeah, I get that a lot because I work.
Yeah, fair.
SitSock.
I'm Kyle.
It's Kendrick.
It's Kevin.
Speaking pretty softly.
Yeah.
I think I got that all on the right. What are you guys doing? I feel like it's been a while.
It has. It's the fucking 2 weeks. Your random holiday.
I did take a vacation, kind of.
Yeah. Did it work?
No. Well, nobody bothered me on Monday, which was a holiday. I just got one email.
Milk Day? Milk Day?
Milk Day.
Milk Day.
That's what they call it. And that's
milk. It's Harvey Milk, right? He's the one who started Milk Day.
He invented milk. What was the reference we were just making earlier? We said we should start.
It's tricky.
Tricky?
Tricky.
Tricky?
Tricky.
It's tricky.
To rock a rhyme.
To rock a rhyme.
That's right on time.
That's right. It's tricky.
Anyway.
I don't like it because it seems too real, but also like a song.
Yeah, tricky. So,
if you could invent a fidget toy, what would it be?
I would have already invented it if I could answer that question.
Okay, you're done. What would you invent?
I don't know.
So, you have your little bracelet on right now, right?
I do have a little
I'd invent a thing that, like, connected and then could pull off from one side and you could just constantly circle
around. Do you
know
what this bracelet is?
It's a USB-C, USB and something else on the other side. I remember. You told me, but I forgot half of it.
It's USB to USB-C cable.
Look at that.
Green gave it to me.
Yeah, gave it to
me. Oh, I thought it was your other brother.
Yeah.
From another mother.
Same mother.
You guys don't have the same mother.
It's weird. Where did you say that?
That's weird that you say that. What were you going to say before I asked about fidget toys?
I was going to try and steer the conversation.
What did it do?
It was dying.
What happened?
Oh, I was just...
What were we going to steer to?
Yeah.
Kevin wasn't here yesterday, and I was going to talk. I was going to make you talk about. Shut up.
Just like ask Kendrick a direct question. Immediately launch into something.
But you're
else.
Like going. You're taking too long
fine.
To answer.
It's fine. I mean, you didn't stop talking.
Okay, I'll stop.
I'm kidding. Right, what are you going to ask Kevin?
Okay, ask me more.
Yep.
I don't want it. I was going to say yesterday when you were recording. Well, we were going to record yesterday, but Kevin wasn't here. I was going to make you talk about Rise of Skywalker with me. But, because we haven't really talked about it on the podcast yet.
That's true.
But since Kevin doesn't have the capacity to see movies...
It's true.
We don't get to talk about it till ever?
Probably ever.
Yeah. Maybe you should watch some more movies, or we should just spoil them for you.
Yeah.
Like, talk about them, and Kevin can be like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
I could technically leave. I could just walk away.
I don't like that.
Yeah, like, I don't either. Especially when you're just okay with it.
What was Amy pissed off about this morning?
Oh, zipper. The zipper.
Zipper merging. So, zipper merging.
It's a thing that should be done, but nobody does it, so nobody does it.
Right.
The thing that got me about it was the whole logic is that everyone needs to agree to do it.
Yes.
Yet everyone's constantly agreeing not to do it.
Yes.
And the people who realize that if everyone just agreed to do it, it would work... are also the ones that are not agreeing to do it because they, in one case that I learned this morning, think it's too rude. So they don't actually participate in the activity because it's too rude.
Well, her point was that the people that try to do it are not doing it to do it. They're doing it because it just cuts them in line.
Well, but like she can't know that.
True.
Well,
but people that drive are really, really stupid.
Fact.
We're those.
So,
I mean, it's also true.
I mean, we used to record a podcast for 2 years while driving. That's how stupid we are.
That was pretty stupid.
You're probably still safer than most of the drivers out there.
Well, we were paying more attention because I was constantly aware of the fact that I had a weird thing sticking up in the middle of the car there, and I had to be mindful of it in case someone tried to pull us over, and I had to hide it quickly.
That's funny that you say that paying attention thing, because you said you're more mindful while driving while we were recording the podcast.
Yes.
And I was trying to talk to people yesterday about listening to audiobooks, uh-huh. and they're like, I can't listen to them because when I listen, my mind starts to wander. And, like, I can't pay attention, and by the time I'm listening again, it's, like, 3 chapters ahead, and I've missed the whole story. And I was like, that's interesting. Because I generally feel like when I'm doing something that I need to concentrate on is when I listen to audiobooks the most. Which is kind of the exact opposite, right?
I mean, yes.
When I drive.
I like to listen.
When I fold laundry, when I cook.
Driving.
Is when I listen to audiobooks, right?
Well, and I necessarily think, well, folding laundry and cooking aren't necessarily...
There are things that I'm solely, if I'm cooking, I'm solely focused on cooking, cutting, prepping, making sure times are running out, and the audiobook happens in the background, but I still manage to listen to it. And when I'm folding laundry, I'm dead set in the zone of, like, getting the stuff done because I want to be done with it, right? Like, and so it's easy for me to just have something happening and slightly pay attention to it, and then be doing one full activity. Like, not like if I'm, like, watching, like, if I'm playing a phone game.
Reaction.
Yeah, basically. Okay. If I'm playing a phone game and try to listen, I don't listen. Right? I have to concentrate too hard on a game to like to do it. If I'm working, I can't listen anymore to books on table. I'm working because there's too many things. Like it's not just like one thing I'm doing. It's too many things.
And I know it's interesting that working and cooking are so wildly different.
And I'd say like it's interesting too that driving is one I can focus on because there's a lot of stuff that you have to pay attention to when you're driving.
I find it calms me down actually driving. Yeah. I'm less worried about the. Fuck what, doing 5 under the speed limit in the left lane.
Well, we don't curse on this podcast.
Fucking Jesus shit.
And I guess we're R-rated now, explicit.
Fucking
okay, yeah, the fuck what, doing 5 less.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm more like, I'm enjoying the book rather than hating people driving. I just kind of go with the flow. I become the problem.
We hung out at Kevin's house on Saturday.
Okay.
And I had to go somewhere, middle of the hangout, to go hang out at like a birthday party for a little bit. And I was excited because I was the only one that went. And I was like, sweet, this means I get to listen to a book on tape for like an hour because it's like a 45-minute drive. And I was like, this is awesome. I love this. Like, this is the best because now I can just sit and listen to this book and do my thing, especially highway driving. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of is like highway driving is the activity that makes it super easy to listen because there's not a lot happening on the highway when I drive on it.
So I would say it's a little more subtle because – most of our jobs require language processing, and if someone's speaking to you while you're doing it, it's harder.
Yeah.
But you don't do a lot of language processing when you're cooking, driving, or folding laundry.
Yeah, that's true.
I imagine if you were driving in an unfamiliar neighborhood attempting to find an address that you didn't know where it was.
Yes, that's hard.
It would be hard to listen to the audio mm-hmm. when you're doing that.
Yeah. No, yeah, 100%. That kind of exact scenario has happened.
So, what was it, the... I used to be young and stay up all night, and now I'm so old that I have to turn the radio down to figure out, to see better.
It's like, yeah.
Yep, same. So I think it's mostly a matter of certain parts of your brain get overstimulated, and like your spatial awareness is not impacted by listening to audiobooks, so you can safely pay attention to the road.
Mm-hmm. What about individuals that... lose attention when they're listening to an audiobook?
There's a lot of air quotes.
Huh?
I know.
So many air
quotes. So, like, why do you think those people just can't focus on the book while it's happening?
I mean...
And they can read.
Probably because they don't... Listening to speaking isn't as engaging to them as reading. You can often read faster than you can listen for those people.
Yeah.
Those people can, because they're not dyslexic like you.
I'm not dyslexic. I just like to have to sound out every word in my head.
You sure you like to have to?
No, I like and have to.
Okay.
Somehow my brain can be reading and then be elsewhere. And then I lose like 5 paragraphs.
That's exactly right. So when I read, I have the same thing that happens to them when they listen to audiobooks.
So imagine what that would be like.
Well, I can, because it also happens to me when I do audiobooks at the wrong time. There we go. I get it. I'm just wondering, like,
I don't understand what your question
like,
is.
How can someone be always that way with an audiobook?
I
guess maybe the book's not good enough.
Well, some people don't absorb information via lecture format very well. Which is essentially what it is.
Which is funny, again, because audio dramas and audiobooks are different enough now that some people, like Dalton last night was talking to me about that. And he said, I can't listen to audiobooks, but audio dramas have me. Because,
well, they're very different.
Yeah, because it's more like music and acting instead of just reading. Yeah. So.
Well, and it's different voices, and there's different, it breaks it up. It's kind of like people who can watch an entire movie, like a something with a lot of talking, like a drama of some kind, but can't sit through a lecture on chemistry.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's just one guy talking in one incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic.
Never found that as a good way to learn, but yeah.
Oh, no, I can't stand it. Lectures are my least favorite way to learn. But I don't mind audiobooks because it's tell a story. Stories are cool.
Yeah, agreed.
Agreed.
Humans. I am stoked to get into this book.
Oh, yeah?
To the first of the
Witcher
books.
Toss a coin to your Witcher.
Yeah, did you...
He's watched the show.
You watched
he's
the
played
show?
The game.
Yep.
And played... Holy
and
shit, why don't we talk about that?
Well, so I'm going the opposite way. I've watched the show and read the book, and I'm playing the game after I finish, and he's... played the game, then watch the show, then it's
So that was our super short and abrupt ending. I hope you enjoyed an extremely minimal Sid Sock this week. Again, like, comment, and subscribe, and god damn it, it's already down to 2 bars again? What the hell? Rechargeable batteries could just suck my...